Good morning. The autopsy report involving the death of two men is complete, and the coroner has ruled both fatalities as accidental from blunt force trauma. The two-vehicle crash that happened July 1st on Interstate 77 near Dover, when a northbound SUV hit another vehicle head-on in the southbound lanes. Ohio State Highway Patrol troopers did not suspect alcohol or drugs as a factor in the crash. The Ohio Department of Health notified the New Philadelphia Health Department of additional locations that tested positive for the West Nile virus. First was Southside Park, the second was Possum Hollow Road just south of New Philadelphia, and the third was in the village of Goshen in the Goshen Cemetery. Spraying occurred Tuesday night and will continue into next week with weather permitting. Currently, there have been no residents to have contracted the West Nile virus in Tuscarawas County. For more headlines, be sure to visit us on Facebook, Twitter, or at WTUZ.com.
Michelle Spring. Welcome.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, what if I told you, by the way, I'm dynamite. What if I told you we were 18 days away from the Tuscarawas County Fair? 18.
I'm excited.
It'll be here before you know it.
I have not been to the fair in years. I've been to a fair, but I haven't been to the Tuscarawas County Fair in years, so I'm excited.
Of course, with the fair brings, listen, fair food, fair rides, fair vomiting experiences on those rides after eating your fair food.
Are we going to ride rides together?
You and I, probably
sure.
Not. That would be weird.
Would it?
No.
It's only weird if you make it weird.
Listen, we can if you want. If you need somebody to hold your hand. And everything else like that. Much like, listen, we talked about this earlier. When Lauren Elena, country star, was here a few years ago, more than a few years ago, before I have even came onto the scene here in
right.
Z Country. But apparently, Lauren Elena and one Nathan Cozart, our Saturday man, hit it off and hit it off quite well. They were riding rides together.
Be the cutest couple.
I don't know if they were holding hands and everything, and really don't know what went down after that. If Nate Dogg got her digits or what? Don't know. Now she's engaged, so sorry, Nate. Sorry for you.
They would have made a cute couple.
Hey, listen. Yes. Hard Knocks is in Cleveland, right?
Yes.
That's, of course, the folks from HBO shooting their yearly series where they follow an NFL team throughout training camp. And there's been so much drama that, for sure, Hard
coming
Knocks,
back?
They're already negotiating for next year. Please, Browns, let us come back. Please. Okay, let's go in chronological order, shall we? We had our coach jumping in a lake. So there was that. Anytime you have a team that goes 0-16 and then their coach is going to go jump in a lake with hundreds of other staff from the Cleveland Browns top brass, then, I mean, HBO, anybody's going to want to be there to
right.
see all that. Then what happened after that? Oh, good old quarterback controversy. You know, we draft one number one overall, and we really haven't had one since 1999. I don't know how many... How many quarterbacks that is? There's a jersey out there, right, Michelle?
Right.
With the list of quarterbacks.
It's on, I think it's on, what street is that?
It's a mile long.
Right. It's in this window. When you're walking by, you just see all of these duct tape pieces of names.
On display. We're proud of that. Our often suspended wide receiver, Josh Gordon, who, you know, struggles with addiction problems. He went to rehab for a good period of time before training camp. So already right then and there, Hard Knocks is licking their chops. They're like, my goodness, we have so much content here in Cleveland. And then we made a trade from a guy we drafted in the first round a couple years ago. And then a guy we just drafted this year got pulled over and busted for weed. He had gun parts in his car.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Suspended lights. How could you forget? About
Lord.
That. Only in Cleveland, folks. And now, a new one to me. I've never heard of this before in terms of an NFL player. Listen,
yeah, I thought that was bizarre.
It's happened before. The Browns linebacker, Michael Kendricks, released by the team last night, hours after he was charged by federal prosecutors in Philly with insider trading, illegal stock tips.
What does that mean?
Made over $1 million in less than a year's time. I mean, listen, Martha Stewart went to jail for this. Golfer Phil Mickelson received illegal stock tips and basically was charged with the same thing. He just had to pay a hefty fine, and he avoided jail time. But apparently, according to prosecutors, Michael Kendricks faces significant jail time if indeed he is found guilty. Now, listen, he's going to be found guilty. He said that he did it. He's already come out and said, hey, listen, I did it. I am guilty. Maybe he was a little naive, not knowing that the tips he was receiving were illegal, but who really knows?
Right.
But the Browns released him. And don't know if he has a little bit of a cushion to fall back on from his stock market playing days. Because now he doesn't have an NFL team. But, hey, you go from winning a Super Bowl with the Eagles one year to now joining the Browns, and now you're busted by the feds, and now you don't even play for a team. Congratulations. It's what the Browns do, man.
Congratulations.
That is what we do. Where careers go to die. Cleveland, Ohio. I mean, when you see Browns release linebacker Kendricks following insider trading charges, you're like, what? Was this a fantasy football trade gone wrong? What kind of insider trading are they talking about? No. Stock market, folks.
Wow.
Only in Cleveland.
People
legitimately.
Why would you jeopardize? Did I say that right?
Yeah, sure.
Why would you jeopardize your job like that?
Well, here's the deal. I don't think that he knew, because he, like I said, he has already come out and said, listen, I did it. I am guilty of this. But I don't think he knew what he was doing was wrong. I don't think he knew. No, really, I don't. He was just getting tips.
Oh,
invest
Lord.
Here, move your money here, this, that, the other. And listen, if you make $1.2 million over the course of 10 years, nobody's going to blink an eye. The feds will say, oh, that's normal. But if you make $1.2 million in 10 months.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Then that may raise a few eyebrows.
Now, what's next? Will he go to jail? Will he picked up by another team? What is your...
I would doubt he plays for a team.
Again?
Well, not again. I'm going to say this year. He's still fairly young. I want to say he's like 27 or 28 years old.
He's still young.
Yeah, 27 years old.
Wow.
By the way, Michael Kendricks spelled M-Y-C-H-A-L.
Right. I'm glad you put that on there, that it was Michael, because I would have said Michael.
Michael. But the moral of the story is leave it up to the Cleveland Browns. I mean, where else would you find something crazy?
Such good content up there.
I know. Hard Knocks definitely wants to. They will pay us, the Browns, being.
You can't script this stuff, man.
No, you really cannot. Center of the sports universe, as always. You know what I found funny, too, also having to do with the Cleveland sports scene, not to get too, sportsy-dortsy on you guys this morning and everything. But you know the guy who, there were a few, but one of the more notable guys, Robert Rocky, that's how you say his last name, right? The dude who would go up there and protest at tribe games over the Indians' use of Chief Wahoo.
Yeah, that's in my newscast at 9 o'clock.
Dude was just sentenced in federal court for stealing money from his own
people.
Dude's over here outside of Progressive Field. They should be ashamed of yourself. You're wearing Chief Wahoo
so
on your shirts. And then this guy steals almost $80,000 from some program, some federal grants aimed at helping Native Americans. Good God. 4 months in prison. 4 months of home confinement for Robert Rocky.
So
a judge ordered him to pay back the $77,000 in restitution, the amount he was accused of stealing.
What was that other? There was another, I think he was a former player, maybe, for the Browns, or I forget where he played.
Probably.
But he also had, it wasn't like a federal program, but he had like a nonprofit where he gave back to the community, but he was taking all that money for himself. Oh my gosh, that's going to drive me nuts.
Yeah, you can't
do
that.
Who was that? I forget who it was. Somebody in Cleveland, because I remember covering.
Was it a radio guy? Maybe even a radio show host. I remember the.
No, but I know who you're talking about.
Okay.
I don't want to put his name.
Yeah, don't
I almost
put his
said
name
it.
Right
no, what was his name? He was a player.
An athlete? I don't know. I'm drawing a blank here.
I'm going to have to look that up. Anyways, go ahead.
No, it's really all. All I had there this morning for you. I just wanted to go on a little Cleveland sports rant. You need to get that out every now and again, and I'm sure you'll have
every
another.
Every now and again.
Yeah.
Makes you feel better.
I'm sure I'll have another once the Browns lose to the Steelers in week number one, because, listen, it's going to happen. We always lose our opener.
Right.
Bet on it.
Don't say that.
Well,
I think we'll at least win one game this year. Right? Two, maybe? Is that going... That being
two? Oh my God.
Is that too much to ask for?
No, I mean, we had a parade for 0-16. What the hell will we do with two wins?
Tell me that was not the most embarrassing thing you've ever seen.
I understand why they did it.
But it's so stupid.
Yeah, it is. But here's the thing. We understand why Browns fans did that, but the national media points, looks, and laughs and says, oh, look at them idiots celebrating.
Right.
Oh, no, that's not what it was. But see what you've done now?
I'm sorry.
It's quite all right. Remember later, I'm going to tease this all throughout the morning, our final Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg Summer of Fun. You have a chance to win that later on during these AM hours. Also later on, yeah, Michelle,
I remembered who the player was.
Go ahead.
Reggie Rucker. Remember him?
Reggie Rucker.
He stole money.
He was a defensive lineman for the Browns,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he stole money from various charities that
okay.
he was a part of.
Mm.
Whew, makes me feel better. You know when you, like, you, it's on the tip of your tongue?
Yes.
You have to,
I know exactly what you mean.
Thank God for Google.
Know exactly what you mean. Trump would not be saying thank God for Google. He's probably uses Yahoo or Bing at this point.
Bing?
Bing. Is that still a thing?
Do you remember Ask Jeeves?
Real quick, before I send it to weather and... The Big Z Sports Minute. Type in Bing.com and tell me if that's still a search engine.
Okay.
I just need to know.
It is.
Awesome. All right.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure if you want, you can go to Bing and type in WTUZ.com. It'll take you right to our website where you can get updated with everything locally that you need. Or you can always listen right here and stream us. All right, Michelle. We'll chat with you again.
Adios.
Bye, amigo. Thanks, Michelle. Always
welcome.
Keeping us in the know and
try.
Up to date.
Sure.
Hey, listen, Gretchen Wilson finally kind of speaking out and even joking a little bit about her arrest in Connecticut.
Really?
Which was last week. God, last week was a busy week. All these celebrity deaths, and now we have funerals this week. And anyway, but Gretchen Wilson, like I said, kind of for the first time giving her first public interview about what all went down. Well, remember, TMZ first reported, what does that sound?
I have no idea.
All right. TMZ first reported that a verbal and physical altercation took place on an airplane headed for Connecticut between Gretchen Wilson and another passenger, apparently all over the use of a bathroom. Who knows how true that is or not. Now, Taste of Country is the one who sat down with Gretchen Wilson, not even to talk about this incident. It's to talk about music and her new record label. She has... I think her own record label, Redneck Records or Redneck Woman Records, something like that. But they, Taste of Country, they sat down with her, and I apologize for the music bed behind the whole thing, but here's Gretchen sort of talking about the reaction from her family about the whole incident.
Well, my mom and my daughter were both in a group text waiting for me to say I had landed, and so it was an hour later when I did text, and I got a bunch of WTFs and question marks is kind of what I got.
Sure, yeah. Mom, where are you? Where you been? Being interviewed out on the runway by police, that's what's going on. I mentioned she was joking about it, so here she is kind of trying to make a little funny.
Wow, rough landing. No, it's actually not. It's not funny. It's not
a good joke, though.
The funniest situation at all. It's and right now I've been asked not to talk about it very much. Because it's still kind of up in the air. It's still an open case, and attorneys are still talking, and so I can't really say much about it other than it's been really frustrating for me not to be able to talk about it, because, you know, people who know me know that I just want to get it straight and get the story right, but I'm reading all of these headlines, and I'm like, oh gosh, it's so wrong. It's all so wrong. And I can't say anything other than I'm sure it'll get straightened out, and everything will find its way.
So she clearly can't say anything, but Michelle,
she's trying to say something.
Clearly wants to tell us
what happened.
Something.
Wow.
She said the headlines are wrong. So what? It wasn't over the use of a bathroom there on the airplane.
I mean, gosh.
Maybe the truth will come out one day.
Maybe.
About what the redneck woman is doing.
Jeez.
Yeah. She did release a whole statement. Oh, I have one more for you. There, of course, with her being in country music, there's going to be a song about this, probably.
I've kind of started working on one last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It might be a hit.
Hey now, it might be a hit. You see that? She got in a fight on the plane. Is that a little pun right there? Good job by Gretchen dropping some jokes in that interview. By the way, thanks to Taste of Country for that little soundbite and that funky little music bed behind the Gretchen Wilson interview. I don't know if that's a custom for them to put music beds behind all interviews, but maybe we should start doing that. Michelle.
Spice it up a little bit.
Yeah, if they're trendsetters, why not? After that whole interview, Gretchen Wilson, she went to Twitter and put out a little statement. I want to thank my fans for their patience. The unfortunate events that took place last Tuesday night are still an open case. Remember, like she already stated. and so I cannot discuss or comment on any specifics. I would like to respect the process, and I'm confident that the truth shall prevail.
Interesting.
That's
all I got to say on that one.
Thank you for your insight there.
I don't know what else to say.
We can always expect that great insight. Is that me being a jerk again?
Yes.
Hey, get this. During the second day of Aretha Franklin's public viewing yesterday, first one was Tuesday for the public there in Detroit. The last day for the public was yesterday. But she wore two different outfits from Tuesday to Wednesday.
That doesn't surprise me.
On yesterday, she was dressed in a powder blue dress with matching shoes. And then on Tuesday, she wore a red dress with some pumps for those who really wanted to care. That's
still
not it, though.
It.
That's not it. Her casket also changed.
Stop
from
it.
Day to day. Aretha's body was placed in a bronze casket yesterday for the public viewing. On Tuesday, it was a gold plated casket. Hey now,
gracious.
That's how I'm going to go out, like a three-day funeral, go from
three-day
bronze
party
to gold-plated. Is the final one going to be a platinum casket?
I bet you.
If it's not, I mean, there's a mistake right there by the family.
That would be, I wonder if she is going to do that. That's a really, we're going to have to watch. Where can we get this?
Well, this is tomorrow, the funeral for family and friends. That goes down tomorrow, you know, where all those performers will be hitting the stage.
That's going to be videotaped. I want to see some performances.
I bet it'll be on TV, to be honest with
in
you.
In Detroit? Oh, for sure.
Well, locally there in Detroit, maybe nationally, we may be able to see some stuff. I'm sure on social media, we'll be able
to
stream it somewhere. Stevie Wonder, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Jennifer Hudson, Faith Hill, and many more will be performing tomorrow, including somebody who's been added to the lineup. That's Ariana Grande. She'll be performing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Apparently, reps for Franklin's family says Ariana Grande was asked to perform because the Queen of Soul had become fond of Ariana Grande when they met back in 2014. Some event at the White House they met for the first
Very
time.
Cool.
Have you seen her rendition, Ariana Grande's rendition of Natural Woman?
Yes. She did on Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah. You brought that. Didn't you alert that to me? You alerted me to that.
So good.
Breathtaking.
That girl can sing.
No doubt about it. She's probably going to perform that, I would think.
Right.
Of course, Aretha's funeral tomorrow. You got all emotional about John McCain's funeral, which you were seeing some stuff yesterday.
Gosh. I literally cannot stop crying watching that stuff.
You're literally about to cry now.
I know. Watching Meghan McCain say goodbye. I'm going to get emotional. Watching her say goodbye. Well, I don't know if it's her goodbye because I think he has like a 4-day thing coming up. He's not buried until Saturday, right?
Yes.
Well, Saturday or Sunday.
What day is the second?
Sunday.
Sunday. So that day. This morning, his body's being taken from Arizona to
D.C., right?
Yeah, the U.S. Capitol. But go ahead, what were you
saying? So yesterday, he laid in state in Arizona at the Capitol building there.
The rotunda.
And watching her go up to the casket and just say goodbye, it was, if you haven't seen it, go watch it. I don't know, I'm going to cry.
If you
it's so sad.
If you need a good cry this morning, if you want to wash your eyes out.
So heartbreaking.
You need a good eye rinse every now and again, right?
Right.
That's what I tell my kids when they're crying. You need to rinse your eyes every now and again, right? I'm just kidding. I don't do that. I'm a great father. Watch that.
It just puts it all into perspective. Like, he was this larger-than-life man, but he was, like, a family man.
I forget who... Yeah, calm down.
I know. I'm so emotional.
I forget who said it yesterday, and God forgive me. It was somebody who was speaking at one of the many services there for John McCain in Arizona. But somebody said, imagining an Arizona without John McCain is like imagining an Arizona without the Grand Canyon, which kind of put it in perspective.
Wow.
Pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
With that, Michelle, I'll leave you with that.
Thank you.
You're literally in tears.
I know. It's so silly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, you can always text us. Weaver Appliance text line 330-339-9399. Also, send us the word listen to that number. After that, you're just a few clicks away from listening live wherever you may be. And I can tell you at 9:20 this morning or thereabouts is when you will have your chance to win our final Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg Summer of Fun. You'll have another chance this afternoon as well with Shauna Berkey. Big shout out once again to all these folks hopping on board, Michelle, all summer long for our Summer of Fun. Beavers Marine Store, Mendenhall Farm, Sublime Smoke, and Action Extreme Sports. And of course, our title sponsor, Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg, our Summer of Fun. We made a lot of dreams come true throughout the summer, sending folks to concerts. We sent people to see Jason Aldean, Rascal Flatts, Keith Urban, you name it. We sent them there. Cedar Point tickets, zoo tickets all summer long. So thanks to our advertising partners for hopping on board and making all of that possible. Michelle, our jobs put us in danger at times, right?
Mm.
Especially, I mean, you used to work in the ghetto of Cleveland at Channel 19, and I mean, you had a rough girl a time or two. I'm sure we have stories, but we'll have story time with Uncle Eric and Auntie Michelle here in just a moment. But first, this story out of Colorado Springs. This news reporter, she's live on the air. Cameraman, of course, right in front of her. That's normally how it works, right? You worked in TV, so that's how it works.
Typically.
Yeah. So, they're live on the air reporting about, which is really mute at this point because it was a shooting crime, but it really doesn't matter because as they were on the air, a car comes speeding at a high rate of speed towards them and almost hits them. Like I said, live on the air, which is crazy. Check this out.
Neighbors have been driving by all morning slowly because as many of you are waking up and finding this out for the first time, they are also waking up. Are you okay?
Okay, we...
back to us.
Now back to us with our weather, I guess. No, listen, it was a scary situation. Everybody was okay. Nobody was hurt. Can you believe that?
Oh my!
It sounded like the cameraman went down.
Wow!
If you ask me,
that is so scary.
Very scary situation. They actually went on the air the very next morning to explain what happened and said, "Yes, we were okay." The female news reporter actually got a little emotional. Listen, I'm sure you can understand. You get emotional when when a butterfly dies, or a caterpillar even turns into a butterfly because you still think life is lost. You get emotional. But no, a very scary situation. Now, you, working in news for quite some time, you ever been put in a scary situation? I mean, listen, this is frightening.
Neighbors have been driving by all morning slowly because as many of you are waking up and finding this out for the first time, they are also waking up.
Like, didn't it just sound like somebody got hit right there?
Mm-hmm.
Did it not?
Back to us.
Back to us here at the newsroom. So, have you ever been put in a situation where you feared for your life or your safety while probably, on the job like that?
Yeah, I could name a bunch of times, to be honest.
Yeah.
Let's see here. When I was 8 months pregnant.
A bunch of times?
Yeah.
We don't get paid enough to put our lives at risk. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
When I was 8 months pregnant, I had to go to this person's house who his family... He died. I'm trying to remember the story.
This is when you were at 19.
Right.
Michelle used to work at 19 TV up in Cleveland. All right.
So he had been murdered by, I believe, I shouldn't say murdered. He was killed by a cop. And the cop was dropped of all charges. And I was 8 months pregnant, and I had to go to his family's house. And his family was very vocal in saying that they were very upset all this stuff.
Let me guess. East side of Cleveland?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was on the east side, but it wasn't what you're thinking.
Okay, gotcha.
And it was just me and a photographer, and I had to go up and do a door knock. And those door knocks are terrifying, regardless if you're pregnant or not. I mean, you don't know who's going to come to the door. You don't know if they're going to come to the door with a gun, if they're just going to come out at you.
So let's reenact. It goes like, here's Michelle's knock. Was it a...
I didn't knock. I literally, the photographer, because he knew that I was scared, and I was 8 months pregnant, and he said, you stay in the truck, I'll go knock, and if nobody answers, we're leaving. So we did. No one answered, so we left. There was also a time where we were investigating the mayor's son, and again, I was like 7-8 months pregnant, and I was literally laying down in the back of an unmarked vehicle, 8 months pregnant, could barely breathe. And they're like driving through literally the middle of East Cleveland, which if anybody
knows... Was this like a sting operation?
No, it was an undercover.
I should have gotten into TV. What the heck am I doing sitting here?
But the girl that was driving, she was Carl Monday's right-hand woman, and she was like, Michelle, we'll be fine. She was pregnant too at the time. And I'm literally laying down. I'm like, I'm so scared.
Wow, Michelle,
you
could write a book.
I've been shot at. It's not fun.
Hold the phone.
Right.
Could have swore you just said you've been shot at.
Yeah.
Was this why you were working? Were you on the job? Was this...
I was leaving work. I worked the night shift.
Were they targeting you?
I think that they thought that I was somebody else. I believe that it was, after some investigating, I believe that it was an initiation to a gang, and they thought that I was a different vehicle. I was leaving downtown. I was leaving work. We worked, our office was on East 12th Street, and I was leaving, and I took 490 to 176 all the way to my house. We didn't live very far from downtown. And as I was merging on near Metro Hospital, all of a sudden, and I was still naive and close-minded, I think you could say, because I thought that it was fireworks. I didn't know. It was midnight.
You're out there looking around. Oh, what...
Like,
is it the 4th of July? What's going on out there?
It was in the middle of December, too. I'm just like, oh, someone's shooting off fireworks. And
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Right. And but no, it turned very serious very fast. And I thought, oh, my God, I think this guy, because again, it was at midnight, so no one was really on the roadway. And all of a sudden, this car came up behind me out of nowhere and was literally on my behind. And I just saw red coming out from the back of my car. I saw like red sparks, and I turned around, and this guy was hanging out of his window, literally pointing the gun at my car, shooting probably 8 to 9 times. That's
thug life, yeah.
And then I think that was when he realized that I wasn't who he thought I was. They did a whole story. If you YouTube it, it's on there.
Michelle, how many times, first of all, you're breaking so many news stories. How many times are you on YouTube? You have your engagement story up there.
I don't know. Well, I did a lot of stories at 19.
Right.
I don't know. But
well,
anyway,
I tell you
I'm
what.
Okay.
I don't know what their practices are like up there at Channel 19. But putting pregnant women who are about to pop out on sting operations.
You put yourself in that job when you sign up.
Yeah,
for
I know.
It.
I'm just busting chops.
A close friend of mine was just robbed at gunpoint. She was a reporter there.
Mm.
They were out on scene.
You know what? I take it back. I don't want to be in TV anymore.
Right.
Take that all back.
It's pretty scary.
Listen, I remember I was working midnight shift once, right, in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was leaving, it was shortly after midnight, I opened the front door to leave out in the parking lot, and I hear somebody say, Eric? And I pooped myself. And then after I gathered everything in my belongings, I go, yes? And there was some truck driver. He literally parked on the side of the road. And he was like, I just wanted to stop and meet you. I always call and request songs. And I was like, all right, it's a little weird. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
And I went back in and locked the door until dude left and pulled off. And then I felt it was safe to take off.
We used to have a security guard that would take us to our cars because we parked in a parking garage. And at late at night, you don't want girls
Want someone walking out with you, of course.
And there were a lot of stalkers that would stalk our station in the talent, and it gets scary.
Yeah.
It's really, really scary.
And you know what? I often think about probably two or three times a week, because we get here, obviously, early.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come in, we normally lock the doors behind us, but there may be a time or two where we don't.
I don't forget.
But we're always safe.
Like, I don't forget.
But I always think, I'm like, man, just if somebody... I mean, it would be easy. We're easy targets.
Mm,
really.
Let's not put that out there.
There's a window right behind me. I mean, they're
okay,
right to my back.
Let's not talk about it.
It's all right. Benchmark Construction has my back.
Do they?
Other than that, the only danger I'm put in every day with my job is I'm breathing asbestos from this vent right here, probably. there's probably mold in the ceilings.
That is true.
But other than that, you know what? I'm good.
You're good.
I'll make it.
Someone just mentioned on the text line, remember that time that I was at the Philly police station with that drunk guy?
Yeah, just take me in.
Yeah, that was a time I was a little nervous because I didn't know where that was going.
Wow, good call by the texter right there for...
Good memory.
For remembering, yeah.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
No doubt about that.
Oh,
I wonder whatever happened with that gentleman.
I don't know.
If he got taken in or not.
He did. Remember, he was in the drunk tank. For like 8 hours.
Yeah, I've been there. Who hasn't? Sleep one off. At least they feed you.
Oh, do they?
Either a snack or early morning breakfast, whatever you want.
That's how. Okay.
Eggs aren't the greatest. It's Carrie Underwood on 99.9 WTUZ, Babbling Brook.
Morning.
Kind enough to join us.
Yes, I'm here.
Listen, you like to sing. You miss out back here sometimes.
I know.
When a mini concert goes down, I'll invite you back again.
Okay.
We can throw on a duet. Little
good.
Islands in the Stream or something.
Sure. Yeah, I seem sometimes I bell out so much on my way here that my voice starts to crackle a little bit. I lose my voice a little bit.
I hear you. That's my concern.
Yeah.
I can't sing here on Fridays anymore because I'm here so long and have so many on-air obligations with Big Z Sports that it will just wear out my voice.
Oh, that's right.
So,
yeah, you don't want to do that.
As if anybody cared. But you have Z News now.
I do.
All right.
This day in history, 1984, the Space Shuttle Discovery was launched on its inaugural flight. In 1974, the last episode of The Brady Bunch aired on ABC. In 93, Late Show with David Letterman made its debut on CBS after moving his show from NBC. In 1997, Americans received word of the car crash in Paris that claimed the lives of Princess Diana, her boyfriend, and the driver. Because of the time difference, it was August 31st where the crash occurred.
No, over there it was.
Right.
Here it was still the 30th.
Right. And then in 2005, a day after Hurricane Katrina hit, floods were covering 80% of New Orleans.
Isn't that insane?
Yes. And I still would love to go there. I've never been there. That's the next place we want to go.
The Big Easy?
Yeah.
I heard it smells there.
Yes, I have heard that too. But I have heard that the people there are so nice. So.
Welcome to New Orleans. Hey, you're in New Orleans. That's how they say it.
Is it? I think it'd be fine.
I know I just sounded like I had a speech impediment, but that's how they say it.
Right. Holidays for today. It's National Beach Day. Thoughtful Thursday. It's Frankenstein Day. Slinky Day. I used to have a slinky.
I think we all probably did.
I think they still make them, right?
Yeah. Slinky. Everybody loves a slinky. Go, yeah. Slinky, go. That kind of
It's Toasted Marshmallow Day. On TV today, Walker Hayes will be premiering a new single, 90s Country, on Good Morning America this morning. The members of NSYNC will be on Ellen DeGeneres.
Of
course, that is a repeat there.
Again, that's a rerun, but it's still worth mentioning if the members of NSYNC. Michelle, you can stop dancing anytime, but
I think maybe she'll be watching that one. Jersey Shore Family Vacation's on at 8. Big Brother's on at 9. John McCain, American Maverick, will be on at 10 on the History Channel.
Oh, a little tribute to him, huh?
Yes. And then Dwayne Johnson will be on Stephen Colbert. In country news, I know we've talked about this before with Kip Moore putting out some new projects and stuff like that. His fans really wanted him to do an acoustic album.
A lot of artists don't do this anymore.
And, you know, he finally listened to his diehard fans and putting one out there.
Nice.
So that's coming out. And, of course, he also is going to have a fall tour called After the Sunburn Tour. That's kicking off September 20th.
Makes sense, right? After the sunburn in the fall?
It does, yeah. So he's got a lot of things going on right now. So good for him. Sarah Evans, she's coming back. She's doing a Christmas tour.
Oh, gosh, Christmas.
Christmas
really?
Tour.
Can we just get through? I mean, we're not even out of August.
Well, it starts the end of November, so that's okay. End of November is all right. You know, a lot of people start sooner than that even. So, but I think that'd be a good way to get into the season. I went to a show once. It wasn't, you know, anybody famous, but it was a Christmas show.
And it just got you in the mood.
And that was, I liked it. Yeah, it was all nice. Right. She's going to be in Ohio. So on November 24th, she'll be in Cincinnati. And then Marietta on December 7th. So there you go. There's that. So if you want something to do, get you in the Christmas spirit, go see Sarah Evans belt out some Christmas tunes.
I'll wait until, like a week before.
Okay.
Then I'll say, oh, wow, Christmas is right around the corner.
And then Taylor Swift's current record deal is about to expire. And according to a new report, she may be about to strike the biggest deal of any artist in contemporary music.
Yeah, I would think.
I mean,
Big Machine Records would be kind of...
Oh, my gosh.
But it's up to her, really, to be honest. She can do whatever she wants.
She accounts for 80% of that label's revenue. Can you imagine if she left and went somewhere else?
They may go, they may go bankrupt.
You never know. Yeah.
They may fold.
I mean, how would you make up for that lost revenue right now?
Well, you could sign the new hottest duo out there, which is Eric and Brooke. Yes.
All right.
Their rendition of Islands in the Stream is streaming number one, no pun intended, there on the digital charts. So, all right, Brooke. Hey, it's Friday.
You better start practicing.
I need no practice.
Okay.
It's like, unlike LeBron, I can just walk right out there and we're good to go.
Okay.
All right, Brooke. You'll be back tomorrow on a Friday.
I will, yes.
All right. Remember, 9 o'clock hour, around 9:20, your chance to win our Star Show and Ford of Waynesburg Summer of Fun. More of your kind of country coming up next.
WTUZ.